there are a lot of people, and I know because I run into them all the time, especially in Washington, who don't want to hear me talk about the two Americas. What they say is, I don't understand what you're doing. Why do you talk about the poor? Why do you talk about millions of people who live in poverty every day? This is not good politics. This is not going to help you be elected president of the United States. Well, I have no idea whether it wins votes or loses votes. What I know is, having 37 million people in the richest nation on the planet wake up every day worried about feeding and clothing their children is wrong. And we have a moral responsibility to do something about it. First thing I want to do as president is establish a Family Savings and Credit Commission, which is similar to the Consumer Product Safety Commission, and its job will be to advocate on behalf of consumers on issues of lending and saving. We need a national predatory lending law that cracks down on so many of the abuses, you know, from front-end fees to excessive interest rates. We want to set up bank accounts for low-income families. We want to teach them financial literacy. And we want to create an incentive to save, which means we as a nation and through the government will match dollar for dollar what they're able to save. We want to help nonprofits who are actually making affordable loans available to low-income families. We want to help them by creating tax incentives and tax credits. By the way, about half the bankruptcies in this country are caused by medical costs. I hope in our conversation and answering questions we'll be able to talk about universal health care, which this country so desperately needs. Thank you all very much.